Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. We got some Astros stuff to talk about tonight. And by we, I mean me and Stadium Steph. Steph, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? How is your week? How's the day? How's everything?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked. I actually wrote notes so that I could tell you what happened. So we had grandbaby number three.
Yay!
On October the 30th, baby Penelope.
Oh.
So that's what we did. We left Saturday morning, came back today, rained the entire trip there, the entire time we were there, and the entire way back. It was really, really annoying, and it was really, really hard, but I'm really glad we got to see the baby.
That's amazing, and I love that so much for you. Congrats!
Thank you! And she's so little. But you know what? On Friday, it did not rain. And I got another baby. And our new baby is on the back patio, and her name is Hot Tub. And it's awesome. We got in it. It was like 59 or 60 degrees, and it was amazing. It was the first time we got to get in it because of the stupid rain. But Friday cleared up for us. Pretty awesome.
Hey, that's amazing. And honestly, speaking of babies, I had to baby-proof my apartment this weekend. I don't have a child.
I was going to say congrats.
All of a sudden, no, God, no. Nope, too single for that. But I have a cat who all of a sudden, he's about to be a year old. And now he's just decided that he wants to start going in all the cabinets all the time. That's his new thing. And I was like, all right, well, let's baby-proof this thing so he's not trying to get into all of the cabinets with my cleaning supplies. Because last thing I need is another a cat being sick again because he was sick this week. So I'm like,
I don't know about everyone else out there, but I didn't see the story ending that way. I thought it was like baby-proofing. I got to hear this. But yeah, that makes sense.
No, he's a curious one, man. Too smart for his own good, if I'm being honest sometimes.
Curious cat. Isn't that what that thing is called? It's like Curious Cat, where you ask people questions anonymously.
That's right. I forgot all about Curious Cat.
I tried to do that. No one asked me anything.
Oh, that's so sad.
I was getting all these questions, and I realized it was just the app giving me questions, so I deleted it.
As a female, you get some really weird questions sometimes.
Yeah.
So after a while, I was like, okay, I'm over this.
Yeah, you guys get a lot of... Yeah, you guys... I don't know. There's a lot of things in life that are different for us. But anyway, on the last episode, I made these notes, right? And I showed you the picture. There was something on the backside.
Oh, no.
But luckily, from memory, we covered most of it. But I forgot to mention this. How cool was this, even though the Rangers won? Will Smith, 3 years in a row, not just going to the World Series. He wins 3 World Series in a row. Atlanta, Houston, Texas. What is the Rockets? Robert Horry? He's the new Robert Horry of Major League Baseball.
It is insane. I mean, good for him. Obviously, I liked him when he was an Astro. still like him, even if I don't like the team he plays for. So if we could get him back for next year, that'd be great. Let's just keep this train rolling, you know.
I saw someone tweet out that the Yankees were going to offer him a 10-year, $500 million contract. Somebody's going to be awesome. Willing to try it out. I mean, if
someone
this,
is.
You know, whatever, that's got to boost his value, right? Yes. He's like, you want to get me? We win the World Series. Whoever's team I'm on.
Exactly. He's like, I bring the good vibes and the good juju. So,
he does.
You know? I love
All
it.
All right. Let's talk about this. Joe Espada is rumored. I guess it's almost solid, but they got to have a press conference tomorrow. He's going to be named the manager. And last time I was like, if they were going to hire him, why? What are they waiting for? But is that what you've seen? It looks like he's going to get hired tomorrow.
It looks like Espada is going to be the new guy. I mean, and I kind of mentioned last week, I think from a standpoint of the Astros, when you're trying to fill shoes like Dusty's, you know, you have to still look at all your options. And I'm sure that that's part of what they were doing was really weighing the options and making sure like, hey, do we really feel like Espada is that guy? And, you know, after maybe doing some interviews, they probably decided, yeah, like this is the dude. So I'm actually really excited about it. I think he could be, obviously demeanor wise, he's different, but like similar to like an AJ Hinch, where he's going to be really good with the analytics, I think, but I think he's also going to be very true to the baseball side of it. And I think he's going to be great. I'm excited. And I mean, the clubhouse knows him, so can't be a bad thing.
Yeah, he's been the bench coach for two World Series winning managers.
Exactly.
Michael Schwab. I think most Astro fans on social media know him, whether you like him or you don't. he put a poll out, which gets way more votes than mine ever do. 2,746 people voted. How do we feel about Espada hiring? 88% said yes. So I think a lot of people are pretty positive about it, too.
Yeah, I mean, again, like you mentioned, he's worked under two World Series winning managers. He's been in it with them every single year of what the 7 years that we've been doing this. So he's got a good pulse on this team, and I think he's gonna be fun. I'm excited, and also too, I feel like he's kind of like that guy that's like always the bridesmaid, never the bride, you know,
yeah.
A little bit. So for him to finally get that promotion and get to lead the team is going to be awesome. And it's even better for me because I bought him a Espada jersey last year. Why? Not 100% sure.
Wow.
It was from the Authentic store, though. So I have my gray Espada that now I can rock all the time. It's going to be great.
I may or may not be friends with him on Facebook.
That's amazing.
I just ask everybody. If they're like that, I ask them. If they say yes, I'll take it. I on the TikTok page, somebody said this, so I have a one and done fair and foul for you, since we don't ever do them anymore. They're hard to think of. He said, or she said, whoever this person was, you guys can't even make it to the ALCS without Dusty. You guys are doomed because you're losing Dusty. Fair or foul? are we just doomed because Dusty's leaving? I think we'll probably be better.
Absolutely foul. I mean, I think people just want to try and knock the Astros for funsies because it's just an easy thing to do with us being the villain, you know?
Yeah.
But no, absolutely foul. I definitely think I could see us easily going to ALCS again this year. I think Espada, again, I mean, he's going to have to prove himself and it's going to be interesting. But I think what matters is the talent on the team and if they can just get behind their manager. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we went to the ALCS how many times before, Dusty?
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not going to stop now, you know?
I could see them now, the people complaining about coaches. If he does some, you know, bad things, it's like, why couldn't the Astros go out and get a big name guy? Why'd they have to, you know, I just can't
exactly.
wait. Because now he's going to get it. He's going to get it. But I read something where he's the one that made the decision. You know, maybe Dusty told him, but he got credit for making the decision to pinch hit Diaz and John Singleton to get that come from behind win. So he's not scared.
Yeah.
And if you pinch hit Diaz, you know what you're doing.
Exactly. I will say too, I was laughing because someone on Twitter was like, or I'm sorry, X, hate that. was saying something about, oh yeah, how long is it going to be before people start complaining about the decisions that Joe Espada makes? And someone goes, well, the press conference is going to be about like 45 minutes. I say by 11:40.
Yeah. They're going to complain about him the first time we lose. And they're like, he shouldn't have left Framber in there that long. This guy doesn't. I mean, he's going to get it. You have to. You're going to get it.
Yeah. If you're that guy, you're going to get. You're going to get.
Because you're one guy and there's millions of Astro fans. Exactly. Somebody's going to give it to you. There's no way it's not going to happen.
Absolutely.
Check out this segue. This is totally on accident. But speaking of giving something to somebody, Kyle Tucker wins his first Silver Slugger Award. I think he's the only Astro that won one.
He was. Yeah, I was so excited for him. I mean, he did so great offensively this year. I'm still upset he didn't get the 30-30. So close.
I thought he did.
Wait, did he after all?
I thought they like overturned that triple and gave him a home run. That's what I really think it is, but
I don't know. I could have sworn they overturned it and then they turned overturned the overturn.
Oh my goodness!
It was chaotic that night.
They double overturned. I didn't know that.
Double overturned is what I thought I heard. So I don't know. I don't know if he did or didn't. But either way, his offense this year was just off the charts. I mean, he really did lead the team until the postseason. Postseason, he just fell flat, which was so frustrating to see because obviously we know he's so much better than that. But, yeah. You know.
And yeah, you keep thinking, game plan. You know, like most people, you're like, get that guy on the bench, get him out of here. But Tucker, you're like, all right, this is the game he turns around.
Exactly.
Okay, this is the game. Okay, this is the game. And that one game he went like 2 for 3 with a walk. And you're like, all right, he's back. And
he's back.
Yeah, no, he's not back.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was rough. But you know what? I think he's going to come back. He's going to kill it. And hopefully he wins another Silver Slugger next year.
I'm yep.
For it.
All right. So I know this isn't a long show, folks, but we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back with more Astros baseball.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're back. So I know we all know about this, right? This thing's coming over there by the stadium. They already, you know, the houses are gone. The bars are gone. It's a parking lot right now. But the Astros unveiled the plans for the entertainment venue across the street. 60,000 square feet venue. I don't know how big that is, but it sounds pretty big. Bars, restaurants, and a luxury hotel. 300 rooms, 17 floors. And someone said the visiting teams will definitely want to stay there. And I didn't write this down, but there's going to be like a skywalk. Like if you stay there, the skywalk to the stadium, that is going to be a hot ticket to get that hotel. And it's going to be about $300 a night probably, if not more.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, and the crazy thing is, they've literally been talking about this since 2018. Because when I worked there, right before I left, they were already talking about this. And I'm sure the pandemic played a part. I'm sure all of those things kind of, you know, put a wrench into it. But I'm excited that it's finally coming to life and that we're going to get to see it. Because they've obviously, they were moving those historical houses for the longest time. And yeah, so it's going to be fun. I'm hyped. It's going to give people a new place to go, you know, before, after games to like kind of congregate and hang out. And I mean, you see it with, what is it called? The Battery in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You obviously have Texas Live. You have places like Wrigleyville and all of those things where it's like a, wow. It's a really cool energy. And the ones that I've been to, I got to go to Ballpark Village. I got to go to Wrigleyville. It's so fun when you're out there after a game, just hanging out with everybody. You know, if you win, you're celebrating. If you lose, you're kind of, you know, commiserating together and grabbing a drink. So I think it's going to be so cool that the Astros are finally going to have a place to do that. And I mean, it's just going to bring more business and more people.
Yeah, I think there could be a game going on and somebody may choose just to watch the game there because it's fun.
Exactly.
Big screen TV. And they also said that it's not a big screen TV. I don't know what to call it because it's got to be mammoth, right? Like a But they said that they're wanting rock, you know, they're going to show Rockets games. They're going to show Texans games. It's going to be this big, huge party venue, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be so cool. I definitely want to go to that hotel just to see it. Maybe do a staycation there or something. I don't know. It'd be cool. But yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I think it's going to, again, it's going to bring a little bit more of that like camaraderie feel to the game, which will be fun.
I think it's called the Westin now, but across the street from the ballpark, it was the inn at the ballpark. And I stayed there. I stayed there like in 2013 or something.
Same.
And, you know, it had like everything was baseball. The be quiet, you know, the do not disturb sign was a baseball bat. The notepad was baseballs. Like it was the coolest hotel in the world. Has Nolan Ryan out in the front of it. And the next time I go to town, it's something different. Like, why would you change that?
Yeah, it was such a bummer when I think they just got bought out by the Westin because maybe they weren't making enough money. Because back then, too, it was pretty quaint and it was kind of quiet. Like, you didn't have a lot of people going there, but also not as many people were going to Astros games back then. So it's like, of course, you're not going to have as big of an influx of people coming to that hotel unless there's a huge event at GRB or something. But yeah, I was really sad whenever they changed it to the Westin from the ballpark, the inn at the ballpark.
Yeah. It was cool.
But the Westin did have really good food, and I would go there for lunch sometimes, and it was fantastic. So that was one good thing about it, and I wasn't mad about that. But
and they got a bar.
Exactly. They.
I've went in there and had a beer before the game.
Same.
To get out of the heat, you know, when you go in like in the heat, and you got to wait. Like, let's go in there and have a beer.
Mm-hmm. Good times, man. Good times.
All right. Here's my next topic. Gary Pettis. The old windmill at third base, he's rumored that he's not coming back. He's a little old, too.
Oh, it makes me sad. But also, too, I mean, didn't he have health issues in the beginning?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
It's, you know, you kind of wonder if that plays a part into it, unless maybe he's going to decide to go elsewhere, which would make me sad. But if he does end up retiring, if he does end up going to another team, he's going to be one that's just like Brent Strom, where I'm like, you know what, wherever he goes, I'm gonna root for him because I love him as a person. And oh man, but the windmill at third base will never, it'll just never be the same, you know.
And he makes some bad calls here and there, but you know, I think people still love him.
Oh, absolutely. How can you not? You know, he's just so endearing and I love it.
Yeah. The thing I remember, it always comes to my mind because Yuli's my favorite player with the Astros, that he was number 10. And Yuli came and he wanted number 10. So Pettis switched to 8. That's a memory I have. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love Yuli. So
I love Gary. Love Yuli. All of them.
Well, I think we love all our guys.
That's true. That's a fair point.
All right. So, folks, there are some more award announcements coming up. This is going to be a busy week. Rookie of the Year. Is today the 12th or the 11th? The 12th, right?
12th, yeah.
So tomorrow, we will find out who the Rookies of the Year are. Do the Astros have a nominee? Do they have finalists already?
I don't know.
We don't have anybody lined up for anything, right?
I don't think so. I don't think we have anybody.
How do you go to the ALCS and you have nobody up for any of these awards?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, but... what are you going to do?
I don't think we are. I think I've seen them already, and I don't think we have one. Because I remember the manager of the year is the next day, and I saw those, although I don't remember who they are, but I'm pretty sure they're the guy from Texas, the guy from whoever. So that's the 14th. That's went Tuesday, and then Wednesday we'll know who the Cy Young is. None of us are in that either. Someone ridiculed me on live the other day. I got on live TikTok just for the heck of it. And it was fun. It was fun.
They ridiculed you.
He said, listen to this guy. He's saying we. And I'm like, I'm going to say we all the time, dude. I'm going to say it all the time. So 11-16 is the MVPs. November 14th through 16, the owners meetings in Arlington. That's when we start getting the ball rolling. Maybe some trades. So what do the Astros need next year?
Gosh, we definitely don't need starting pitching. That's for sure. We got plenty of that. God, what do we need?
Dana Brown said he wants one.
He wants, I mean, I wouldn't hate it if we had another established guy at the top, especially with Fromber kind of having a little bit of a regression at the end of the year. Wouldn't be bad to have another guy that, you know, you can kind of count on, that's maybe a little bit more of that veteran leadership presence, you know?
Yeah. Imagine if it's somebody that's really good, and then we have JV and Fromber. And I just found out today, I don't know if it was you, but someone told me Lance McCullers, he's not even coming back till July. Yeah, I was going to say January and July. July.
Yeah, I saw that too. And I was actually pretty shocked. I don't even know how or why that happened.
The guy's made of glass.
Really interesting.
I don't know. I think he might have taken some bad advice. Somebody was saying that he should have got surgery, but he didn't, and it made it worse. And I don't know. I mean, he did get surgery now, but he should have got it the first time instead of trying to pitch. But the guy is a stud. If I figured if he comes back, we got JV, we got Fromber, we're good. But Dana said he wants a starting pitcher, and we have a lot of people to trade. There's a lot of starting pitchers.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting offseason, I think. And I think, too, obviously, you need the guys in the bullpen. You need that kind of help a little bit.
You do.
But, I mean, the field is pretty much set. I mean, we have
it is
everybody pretty much coming back, which is nice. I mean, that's a nice problem to have. But, yeah, I think the pitching is going to be the biggest thing.
Yeah, the bullpen. Lost three bullpen arms, but we mentioned this last time, J.P. France. Hunter Brown can definitely pitch out of the bullpen. But we'll have Luis Garcia back next year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Next season, that's he should be ready. And he's a stud. He's
yeah.
He kind of struggled with the rock of baby. But, you know, somebody mentioned this, and I forgot to write it down. They said, now that the season's over, what are your thoughts about the pitch clock?
I don't know. I'm not still not a huge fan of it, but I think it's also because I like long games. I'm one of those. I don't know why. Like I like that, like it can be like a cat or mouse game. I will say some of the things that I did like was the throw over rule now, how you have to either get the runner out, or if you don't get them out, what, three?
Yeah, the third pitch, if they're safe, they get second or whatever.
Yeah, they get second. So I'm like, I kind of liked that one. I still hate the runner on second in extras. Still Ooh. Hate that rule. By far my least favorite. But yeah, I don't hate the pitch clock as much as I did before, but no. I still don't like it. I don't know.
When it first came out, I was like, geez, this seems rushed. Like I think Framber's the one that it affects the most because he doesn't have time to regroup. But on the other hand, he doesn't have time to get in his own head, maybe. But he pitched a no-hitter, so I don't get it. But me, it went like, this is really, really rushed. And then towards the end of the season, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, is you just get used to it. I mean, like with any rule change, you're eventually going to get used to it and it's going to be fine. But God, in the moment, it was just such a pain.
So the guys on the live were asking me, who do you think the Astros are going to go after? And I'm like, honestly, I mean, I've said this, if you've been listening to this podcast all these years, I don't know players on other teams. I don't know that you could have a really good guy that's coming out and I don't know that he's good.
Yeah. Honestly,
I'm going to have to wait for the rumors to come out and go, oh, okay, that guy's good.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if we got Shohei Ohtani personally. I wouldn't be mad about that.
He's only going to be, Texas thinks they're going to get him.
I mean, they have already spent so much money that I would be shocked if they go after Shohei.
And then they said Houston has no money. They said
like
we have no money. They said we have like $9 million. How are we going to fill that bullpen? How do we only have $9 million and we just lost three guys?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And Michael Brantley.
In that. Who knows?
It's got to be more than that.
It's got to be.
It's got to be. I don't know where they got that money. But I saw a picture of Ohtani with a Japanese guy from Chicago.
Oh.
And someone said, maybe Chicago. It's going to be a big city. It's going to be L.A. It's going to be New York. It's going to be something like that. But he had the Tommy John. He can only bat now for like 1 or 2 years.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're not getting, you're just getting a DH. You're going to pay money for a DH.
True.
Yep.
But I'm over here looking at the list of free agents. Blake Snell. I like Snell.
That would be awesome.
Cody Bellinger.
That would be good as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can afford any of those guys.
Yeah, Hader.
Because if we got rid, yeah, Josh Hader's probably too much.
Still mad about that.
If we got rid of the excess pitchers we have, but they're all like arbitration pitchers. They don't even make any money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So how do we free up money?
Sonny Gray, Jordan Montgomery.
Jordan Montgomery's going to get paid.
Oh, he's going to get big money for sure. JD Martinez.
Ooh.
Another one. Matt Chapman. Belair. Eduardo Rodriguez.
Did that guy make a movie?
Uriel.
Who? I'd love to see that.
I would be so hyped. Bring back another Bean. Yeah, please and thank you.
bring back both of them.
Bring them both back.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Forgot what I was going to tell you.
Man. Did you imagine Teoscar? Another one that's, God, it's crazy.
When they traded him, I was like, man, that sucks.
See, I definitely was like kind of surprised when they traded him as well. Because, man, like he was doing pretty well back then. And yeah, it was crazy. But I still remember going out to a Red Sox game. And my girls and I was when we went to go watch them in 2017. We ended up going to the game the day before the Astros series started, and it was when they were playing the Blue Jays. So I was cheering for Teoscar the whole time. I was like, I love that I can kind of just cheer for everybody today because I don't have a team. I don't have a dog in this fight. But, yeah. Man, it was – he's fun to watch. He's very fun.
So maybe someday we will do a who we're going to pick up kind of podcast. And I need to dig in a little bit. I need to look at our money we have. The people coming. It's going to be a starting pitcher, but who are you going to get if you have $9 million? You have to have more than $9
million. Oh, Marcus Stroman?
I wanted him last year.
Same. I also wanted Stroman. I've always wanted him on our team. I don't know why, but I've always wanted it.
I'm Jim, trying to find something.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, please get us Stroman. Good old JC.
Good old JC. Oh, there it is. All right. So Tuesday, folks, before we go, I will have a special guest on here named Zach Ford. He's the author of a book called, it's funny that I said called, it's called The Call Up, I think, something like that. Sorry about that, Zach. I'm going to look. I got my phone out. I believe it's The Call Up. Oh, Called Up. Ball plays remembering. Being called major leaguers. He said he doesn't have any Astros in it, but I could care less. I love that. That's like my favorite thing to hear about people getting called up. I've heard that, you know, like, I think that was drafted. There was a drafted story where the guy was like, he didn't get drafted the first day. He's like, man, let's go to the batting cages. And he was just thinking he wasn't going to get drafted. And when he came home, there was a message, something like that. But yeah. The call-up stories are pretty cool, you know?
It's awesome. I think, too, I always love seeing the videos of guys getting called into their manager's office to get the call and all of those things. So
They kind of mess with them.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things. But, no, call-up stories are some of the best because, again, it's someone finally getting to realize their dream and getting to that place that they've worked so hard for. And it's just always feel-good stories. You know,
it is.
So I'm excited to hear what he has to say and hopefully read the book too, because that'd be cool.
Yep. I hate reading. Just kidding. I like reading. No. Okay. Here, let me switch that. I think I've said this before. I don't hate reading, but I get into a book and that's all I want to do. Like if it takes me 3 days, I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to do anything but finish this book because I want to know how it ends. But I had a guy on that wrote the book Astros and Asterix, and I couldn't get past the first chapter. It was so boring. Sorry, buddy, whoever you are.
Rough.
It was. Oh, it was like, it was really weird. It's a really weird book. But this one seems cool. This is something I'd be interested in, to hear all these call-up stories. So.
I love it.
I have to do a little research tomorrow to see what I'm going to ask them, but it is what it is.
There you go.
Come join me if you want. Tuesday night. That's bring everybody.
A good time, I might.
All right, folks. That's all I have. Do you have anything you want to add, Steph, before we go?
No, thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate you. I always have a fun time talking Astros baseball, and yeah, we're excited.
Did you get Savannah banana tickets? You have a Savannah banana shirt.
No, I actually...
We talked about that, right?
We did talk about this. Yeah, I'm in a Savannah banana shirt right now, folks.
Yeah, I'm actually
more of a Party Animals fan, though, if I'm being 100% honest. The Party Animals are more my speed, so I actually need to get a Party Animal shirt. The Savannah Bananas, if you want to hook it up, let your girl know. I'm just trying to get endorsements here, man.
I am not a party animal. You know what? I went to the doctor. Did I tell you this? I don't know.
No.
I went to the doctor for my year. There's the warning. I went to the doctor to do our yearly checkups. And they ask you if you have anything going on. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I have these small panic attacks or like anxiety at the grocery store. Like, we'll be shopping and then I get panic attacks. I guess I don't want to be there and I'll get it while I'm driving. And so he gave me this long interview. He's like, well, you don't have anxiety, but let me give you this pill and it'll calm you down, make you feel better. So I took that thing the first day he gave. I don't think it was the first day. I don't know what day it was, but I took one because he's like, you can take half too if you need to. I took one, went to bed, I want to say at midnight. I woke up at 3:30 p.m. I slept for 13 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My wife's like, take a pill while you're driving right now. I was like, there ain't no way.
That's a bad idea.
So I need to take one and try to stay awake and see if it works because I'm scared. I'm scared to take it. I'm scared.
I would go half dose from now on for sure.
I was also very tired. But anyway, we're rambling, folks. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. And we'll see you Tuesday night.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.